Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, today. Thursday, I suppose, just out of the Trump trial. It was the resumed David Pecker on the stand. And throughout the morning, prosecutor Joshua Steinglass led him through Stormy Daniels and various other matters, including kind of the end of his relationship with Trump when he could no longer reach him on the cell phone. He did have a final thank you dinner in the White House, and they took some photographs, and Trump apparently asked, according to David Pecker, you know, how's my girl, or how's Karen, meaning Karen McDougal. But then came the cross-examination, and it actually ended with Judge Merchan admonishing Emil Beauvais to be more careful, that by he'd misled the jury by handing a document to Pecker that actually had nothing about the thing he was asking about. No, or it didn't show that he'd been asked whether Hope Hicks was at a particular meeting that he had described. Obviously, these things are some time ago, and he got Pecker to agree that there's holes in memory, that things can come up, but he seemed to be hammering on that, and then the day was called off. But before he did, basically, and now some people see it a different way. Some people say this is just the way tabloid press works, doesn't help Trump at all. Other people say, who knows, he's lashing out, because David Pecker initially talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger, how he'd bought some stories for Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was running for governor, and that had made him sensitive to the whole campaign finance issue, and that's why he, at one point, refused to assign Karen McDougal's contract over or to get involved in Stormy Daniels. But on cross, it came out that he's done similar things for, first, Avi or Ari Emanuel, then his brother, Ron Emanuel, of the Obama White House. For Ari, it was also actually on behalf of Mark Wahlberg, a fight with his wife. This all came out on cross. Ron Perlman of Revlon needed some catch and kill. And also Tiger Woods. And then he admitted, or he got him to say that he'd never heard of catch and kill before the prosecutors told him the word. Now, some people online think that's not credible, that everyone's heard that phrase. There's also others who say, what the hell does it prove? But that's it. It ended in I don't know. You'd have to know what the jurors thought of the way that it ended. And we're going to put it all together. We did a book on the jury selection, all of the dialogue. And we did the same thing on the Sam Bankman-Fried and Juan Orlando Hernandez trials, because I think that people, you need to see not summaries, but what's the dialogue back and forth that the jurors hear. Then you could put yourself in the shoes of a juror rather than anything else. Anyway, back to the Southern District of New York. That was today. There's going to be more tomorrow. And sadly, at least from my point of view, apparently there'll be a hearing on Wednesday, which is the one day off of the week of this trial, in which we're covering other cases in person in SDNY. But more on that anon. Inner City Press, to be continued.